Hi, this is Dr. Jack Drescher from Medscape. I'm a clinical professor of psychiatry at Columbia University, a distinguished life fellow of the American Psychiatric Association, and a past member of the DSM-5 workgroup on sexual and gender identity disorders. And I wanted to talk a little bit about what you as a primary care provider might want to think about if you happen to have a transgender patient come into your office. One thing you want to think about is that patient welcome in your office? Does your paperwork, for example, reflect the possibility of such people coming in? If your paperwork only says things like male and female, some people identify as male or female, some people identify as other genders, and so you might want to see if your paperwork includes that option for people, that they don't have to necessarily do that. For some offices, it becomes problematic because the patient may be living as one gender but may not have had a legal name change yet. So their insurance might say John Jones, but it's Mary Jones who comes into the office. Some offices get a little freaked out about this. You know, it would be very helpful if people could learn how to be able to respectfully address patients with the names that they're currently using, even if it isn't really their legal name, and also to be able to respect the pronouns that they prefer. If someone prefers to be referred to as she, you should not call them he or him. One example that comes up sometimes when I lecture on the subject, patient has been admitted into the hospital who is born assigned male and who is now living as female but has not had surgery, has not had a legal name change. Their medical insurance and their chart says John Jones, but the patient is referring to herself as Mary Jones. What are we supposed to do when we chart this patient? And the answer is at the beginning of the chart, you just say that. The patient's legal name is John. The patient identifies as Mary. Going forth in the chart, we will refer to her as Mary, and we will be using female pronouns as she wishes. There's no reason not to do that. The patient's not going to sue the doctor for malpractice for doing that, and it solves the problem of staff not being able to cope with gender differences. Now, most primary care providers are not going to be providing the transition services themselves. This is a very specialized area of care, although it is possible that some primary care providers, after a patient has had transition services, may want to take on the maintenance. You know, for example, a patient who's been started on hormones and is stable might not need to see the specialist, might be, you know, able to continue with a primary care physician. But in general, the transition services are usually not done by people who don't have experience in this area, and so it would be helpful for primary care providers to know who in your area is available to provide these services. There were a lot of gender clinics in the United States in the 60s and 70s that shut down in 1980, but we're now seeing a reawakening of interest, both academic and clinical, in the treatment of transgender patients, and so the clinics are opening up around the country, and so not all clinics provide all services. So it's useful for you to know, as if you're a primary care provider who wants to help a transgender patient seeking treatment, to know who the should be referred to the patient. You might also think about, you know, consultation if you run into a problem. Some people, particularly I know mental health professionals who consult me, they often run into problems because they get confused about the use of pronouns. They get confused about, you know, which gender, how to experience the gender of the patient. And so it's useful sometimes to have someone who knows, had some experience in this area, talk with you about it. So I think those are really important areas to think about. Respect for the patient's gender choices, thinking about expert consultation for the patient, and expert referral for the patient. So this is Dr. Jack Drescher from Medscape. Thank you.